Welcome to Masters of the Word. I am your host, Lavelle Gill. Masters of the Word is a journey for men and women to become one with the Word of God. We come to you every week diving into the infallible truths of God's Word. So feel free to subscribe, leave a positive review, to spread the word to like-minded men and women. Let's get started. Welcome to Masters of the Word. We are a community of men and women that are becoming one with the Word of God. I am your host, Lavelle Gill. If you have not done so, please take a moment and subscribe to this podcast. If it blesses you, if you love what you hear, if you love the good vibes that we are putting out there in the world, please subscribe and take a moment and go over to Apple Podcasts or iTunes. It should be iTunes, probably iTunes or Google Play, wherever you're listening to this, and leave a positive review. Leave a positive review so that others can find this and enjoy what you are enjoying right now. We are in the Passion Week, the week of the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. Really take some time this week and really go over the story, the accounts in the Word of God that deal with the sufferings. The reason why Jesus came to earth was to suffer and to die and to be resurrected. That's the reason why he came. And it is the death, burial, and resurrection in the same light that is the anchor for the Christian faith. It's the power. It gives us the power to believe, because the Word of God says the same Spirit that rose Jesus from death is the same Spirit that lives and resides in us, talking about the Holy Spirit. So with that said, we're going to cut to demo of the day. One of the perks of this podcast is I can just share any music that I have been working on. And I've been working on this project for a number of years. It's called King of Pain. And this is the demo of the day. King of Pain, Chapter 1, A Masters of the Word.
From a little boy,
mid kidhood, raised, pain, bred, tooth, core.
In the shadows of the cool kids, he would stand behind.
Identity was what he was searching to find.
Serving up the pain that mama had you hurting for. Licked so ill, had you snuff until the break of dawn.
Papa said that he'd never be nothing. Turned that deaf ear, still could not run it. God had the plan that was so cool, chilling. Life so real, can't I get a witness? So divine from the heavens above. Grace on display, God's love. Now introducing the KOP, you see, the one that changed the darkness into light for you and me. Yeah. Class is in session, his love is the lesson, word is bond.
There was agony upon Jesus for the cross in the garden. Facing the made sin, separation from the Father and spiritual death. For the sake of love, he came to earth. The second Adam, by virgin birth, he would bear the crown. Thinking only
Psalms chapter 12. Oppression by the wicked. For the choir director, according to Sheminith, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for no faithful one remains. The loyal have disappeared from the human race. They lie to one another. They speak with flattering lips and deceptive hearts. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks boastfully. They say, through our tongues we have power. Our lips are our own. Who can be our master? Because of the oppression of the afflicted and the groaning of the poor, I will now rise up, says the Lord. I will put the one who longs for it in a safe place. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in an earthen furnace, purified 7 times. You, Lord, will guard us. You will protect us from this generation forever. The wicked wander everywhere. What is worthless is exalted by the human race. Psalms 13, a plea for deliverance. For the choir director, a psalm of David. Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long will I store up anxious concerns within me? Agony in my mind every day? How long will my enemy dominate me? Consider me and answer, Lord my God. Restore brightness to my eyes. Otherwise, I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have triumphed over him. And my foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your faithful love. My heart will rejoice in your deliverance. I will sing to the Lord because he has treated me generously. Psalms 14, a portrait of sinners. For the choir director, Psalm of David. The fool has said in his heart, God does not exist. They are corrupt. They do vile deeds. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the human race to see if there is one who is wise, one who seeks God. All have turned away. All alike have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will evildoers never understand? They consume my people as they consume bread. They do not call on the Lord. Then they will be filled with terror, for God is with those who are righteous. You sinners frustrate the plans of the wicked, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that Israel's deliverance would come from Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, Jacob will rejoice. Israel will be glad.
death drew near. Heaven fell silent. The weight of my sin rained down on you. But for the joy set before you, all my pain and grief became your own. And now my heart,
is in your hands.
It's in your hands.
I am yours for the command.
King of pain,
King of pain.
Nobody greater.
Enduring the shame.
Psalms 15, a description of the godly, a psalm of David. Lord, who can dwell in your tent? Who can live on your holy mountain? The one who lives honestly, practices righteousness, and acknowledges the truth in his heart. Who does not slander with his tongue, who does not harm his friend or discredit his neighbor, who despises the one rejected by the Lord, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his word whatever the cost, who does not lend his money at interest or take a bribe against the innocent. The one who does these things will never be moved. Psalms 16, confidence in the Lord, a miktam of David. Protect me, God, for I take refuge in you. I said to Yahweh, you are my Lord. I have nothing good beside you. As for the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones. All my delight is in them. The sorrows of those who take another God for themselves will multiply. I will not pour out their drink offerings of blood, and I will not speak their names with my lips. Lord, you are my portion and my cup of blessing. You hold my future. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my conscience instructs me. I keep the Lord in mind always. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my spirit rejoices. My body also rests securely. For you will not abandon me to Sheol. You will not allow your faithful one to see decay. You reveal the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. In your right hand are eternal pleasures. Psalms 17, a prayer for protection, a prayer of David. Lord, hear a just cause. Pay attention to my cry. Listen to my prayer from lips free of deceit. Let my vindication come from you, for you see what is right. You have tested my heart. You have examined me at night. You have tried me and found nothing evil. I have determined that my mouth will not sin. Concerning what people do, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps are on your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call on you, God, because you will answer me. Listen closely to me. Hear what I say. Display the wonders of your unfailing love. Savior of all who seek refuge from those who rebel against your right hand. Protect me as the pupil of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. From the wicked who treat me violently, my deadly enemies who surround me. They have become hardened. Their mouths speak arrogantly. They advance against me. Now they surround me. They are determined to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion eager to tear, like a young lion lurking in ambush. Rise up, Lord. Confront him, bring him down. With your sword, save me from the wicked. With your hand, save me from men of the world, whose portion is in this life. You fill their bellies with what you have in store. Their sons are satisfied. And they leave their surplus to their children. But I will see your face in righteousness. When I awake, I will be satisfied with your presence. Psalms 18. For the choir director of the servant of the Lord, David, who spoke the words of this song to the Lord on the day the Lord rescued him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my mountain where I seek refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I was saved from my enemies. The ropes of death were wrapped around me. The torrents of destruction terrified me. The ropes of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. I called to the Lord in my distress, and I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth shook and quaked. The foundations of the mountains trembled. They shook because he burned with anger. Smoke rose from his nostrils, and consuming fire came from his mouth. Coals were set ablaze by it. He parted the heavens and came down, a dark cloud beneath his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew soaring on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his hiding place, dark storm clouds his canopy around him. From the radiance of his presence, his clouds swept onward with hail and blazing coals. The Lord thundered heaven. The Most High projected his voice. He shot his arrows and scattered them. He hurled lightning bolts and routed them. The depths of the sea became visible. The fountains of the world were exposed at your rebuke, Lord. At the blast of the breath of your nostrils, he reached down from heaven and took hold of me. He pulled me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my distress, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out to a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. He repaid me according to the cleanness of my hands. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not turned from my God to wickedness. Indeed, I have kept all his ordinances in mind and have not disregarded his statutes. I was blameless toward him and kept myself from sinning. So the Lord repaid me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the faithful, you prove yourself faithful. With the blameless man, you prove yourself blameless. With the pure, you prove yourself pure. But with the crooked, you prove yourself shrewd. For you rescue an afflicted people, but you humble those with haughty eyes. Lord, you are my lamp. My God illuminates the darkness. With you, I can attack a barrier. And with my God, I can leap over a wall. God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is pure. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides Yahweh? And who is a rock? Only our God. God, he clothes me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me securely on the heights. He trains my hands for war, and my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand upholds me. Your humility exalts me. You widen a place beneath me for my steps, and my ankles do not give way. I pursue my enemies and overtake them. I do not turn back until they are wiped out. I crush them, and they cannot get up. They fall beneath my feet. You have clothed me with strength for battle. You subdue my adversaries beneath me. You have made my enemies retreat before me. I annihilate those who hate me. They cry for help, but there is no one to save them. They cry to the Lord, but he does not answer them. I pulverize them like dust before the wind. I trample them like mud in the streets. You have freed me from the feuds among the people. You have appointed me the head of nations. A people I had not known serve me. Foreigners submit to me grudgingly. As soon as they hear, they obey me. Foreigners lose heart and come trembling from their fortifications. The Lord lives. May my rock be praised. The God of my salvation is exalted. God, he gives me vengeance. He subdues people under me. He frees me from my enemies. You exalt me above my adversaries. You rescue me from violent men. Therefore, I will praise you, Yahweh, among the nations. I will sing about your name. He gives great victories to his king. He shows loyalty to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Masters of the Word. Follow us on social media on Instagram at Lavelle Gill Media. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Lavelle Gill Music. Please subscribe, rate, and review to increase and spread the word to like-minded men and women. Until next week.